Hey there, guys and gals, all you hip cats, cool kittens, you diesel-powered disciples of cool, friends and foes. Welcome to a very special lunchtime edition of the Diesel Punk Podcast. I am your host, John Pica, the artist also known as the comic book loving, time traveling, prophet of pop culture, the voice of Diesel Punk, the artist also known as Big Daddy Cool. You can call me Johnny. And I am coming to you live right now during my lunch break because I've got to share something really cool. Now, if you're watching, post a comment and let me know because I'm using StreamYard to post or to broadcast in different locations. And StreamYard does not always tell me when you come in. So if you will do that, that will help me out a lot. So today is Wednesday, June the 10th, New Comics Day in the United States. So I got a thumbs up from somebody. Post a comment. Let me know that you're here. That's Melissa. How you doing? A wave back to you, Melissa. Good to have you with us. Today is New Comic Book Day in the United States. And, you know, for so long, because of the coronavirus crisis, we have not had new comics. They started trickling out about 2 weeks ago into stores. And this week, we got a great brand new release. And I'm so excited. I can't wait till the next broadcast. I had to tell you about it right now. Adventure Man. Adventure Man is written by Matt Fraction, illustrated by Terry Dodson, and he does the pencils and the colors, and his wife, Rachel Dodson, does the inks. This book is pure diesel punk. If you are a fan of Indiana Jones, Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow, Doc Savage, Captain America First Avenger, this is for you. I'm gonna just lay it out here. I'm going to say that this comic book is for comics what Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow was for movies. Adventure Man is phenomenal. And what's really striking to me is that it's almost like Matt Fraction, who is a great writer, I love his work, and Terry Dodson, who is one of my favorite artists, by the way, it's almost like they read my first novel, Tales from the Flip Side, and they modeled the character's world after that. The appearance, the types of characters, the Art Deco. It's really, you know, I've told the League of Impossibilists, if you guys want to understand the Decoverse that our characters live in, if you haven't read Tales from the Flip Side, then you need to read Adventure Man number one, because it is exactly the universe that I am creating and started creating back in 2015. And I qualify that by saying that what you see coming out of the Tales of the Decoverse, which is the new series coming this summer, do not think for a minute that I am copying from what I am seeing here. No, no. The stories and tales of the Decoverse were part of Tales from the Flip Side originally, published in 2015. But these guys have, I swear, they must have read Tales from the Flip Side, because they have put into graphic form everything that I imagined in my mind when I wrote Tales from the Flip Side. It's phenomenal. I'm telling you guys, This is on store shelves today. I want everyone watching this to run out to your local comic book shop and buy Adventure Man number one. Now, if you don't have a local comic book shop, and how do you know if you do? Go to comicshoplocator.com. But if you don't have one, go to comixology.com. You can download it in digital and read it then. Read it digitally. So there's no excuse. Diesel punks, if you're out there, we need to support this kind of product. This is made for us. And if we can get Matt Fraction or Terry Dodson on the program, I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to reach out to them today to talk about this on the podcast. But this is the best comic book I've read so far in 2020. It is one of the best Diesel Punk books I've ever read. The only thing that I think really comes close to this is maybe Half Past Danger and Bitterroot. And I love Bitterroot. Bitterroot number 8 came out today. You know, it's set in 1924, Harlem. Monster Hunters, awesome. But Half Past Danger had more of an Indiana Jones in the Marvel Universe feeling to it. So the price point, Melissa asks, is $3.99. Now, here's the deal. This is not a 20-page book. Usually comics are 20 pages. This is not just 20 pages. This is how many pages? I don't even think they give us a page count, but it's triple sized. It's like, I'm going to say that this is 48 to 64 pages. And the cool thing is, I love this. They did a who's who character handbook in the back, showing original character sketches, who these people are, and it is phenomenal. And as Melissa says, oh my God, so inexpensive. It really is, because look at the size of this. This is an unbelievable value, unbelievable artwork, unbelievable writing. The characters are so cool. If you like pulp adventure stories, if you liked Sky Captain of the World Tomorrow, if you like Indiana Jones, if you like Captain America First Avenger, if you're a fan of Doc Savage or Mandrake the Magician, there's some analogs to those characters in here. So really, really great. You've paid $15 plus for something this size? You know, you probably have. This is about the size of a trade paperback. Maybe just a little bit less than a trade paperback, but yeah. For $3.99, and on Comixology, I think it's cheaper. I think because you're only getting the digital, it is like $3.49. So, Adventure Man. Guys, get it, love it. This character on the front, the female lead character, is Claire. And I'm not going to spoil it, but basically what happens is Claire, it starts off, and the story that is being told, it's kind of like The Princess Bride. It's a story that she is reading to her son. And all of a sudden, oh my gosh, look at the villains. Can you see the villains? All of a sudden, the story comes to an abrupt end with this massive cliffhanger. Look at this panel. Look at that. It comes to an abrupt cliffhanger. And the son is like, what? That can't be it. There's got to be more. And I love this chick. So, and I call her a chick. She is the pharmacology science witch. Is I think they call her, what do they call her here? Let me see. Her name is Chagall, the super pharmacologist science witch. So the story comes to this abrupt cliffhanger. Dun, dun, dun. Cliffhanger. And he's like, what? Are you kidding me? That can't be it. And so it jumps into present time. And mysteriously, shadowy figures show up. And they drop off a book about Adventure Man to Claire. And it starts, the suggestion is that the stories were true. And she's been entrusted a tome that will lead to something else. That's really all I can say. It's more artwork from Terry Dodson. I love this book more than anything I've read yet this year. So go out, grab it, share this with your friends, your Diesel Punk friends. If you love this style, this is the book of the year. All right, guys, I got to go. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you have a great day. And until the next time, we'll catch you on the flip side.